Due to its natural beauty, magnificent monuments, and friendly people, Baitul Muqaddas has been a tourist destination for Muslims and a place for passing of caravans since a long time ago. Nasser Khosro wrote about his trip to Baitul Muqaddas in 438 after Hijrah and described its geographical features in this way. We climbed the mountain and thought we would reach a city on the other side of it. But after going a long way, we faced a vast plain which was covered partly by rocks and partly by soil. There was a mountain on which Baitul Muqaddas was located. Around this city is a strong wall made of stone and plaster. There are no trees near it, and its ground is full of stones. The mosque is in the east of the city, and the wall of the mosque is at the same side. Beyond it, there is a vast plain called Sahira. It is said that the resurrection will take place there. Yaqut al-Hamawi wrote about Baitul Muqaddas, "This village is located on a mountainous highland, and there is no lowland around it. The mosque is built on this mountain, and the rocks used in building the mosque are taken from nearby mountains." Ibn Battuta, the famous log rider, wrote about Baitul Muqaddas after his pilgrimage in the city. "It is a big city whose houses have facades. In the east, it is next to a desert called the Hell Desert. It is on a high hill and is said to be the place where the ascension of Jesus occurred." In these excerpts, Baitul Muqaddas is described as having a harsh environment and climate, but the reality is something else. Quds has moderate climate, abundant water, and unique nature in a way that travelers enjoyed visiting the city and preferred to stay in a place near Al-Aqsa Mosque. Sharif Muqaddasi, who died in 805 after Hijrah, described the weather of Baitul Muqaddas as not so cold and not so hot, with little snow. And this is the description of the paradise. Once Muqaddasi was asked to name the best city in the world, he answered, "Our city Baitul Muqaddas, whose coldness is not bitter and its heat is not fierce." Concerning the water of the city, Muqaddasi said, "There are few houses without water reservoir. The city has three large lakes, one of which is called Ayaz, which is the name of one of the Prophet's friends. There are 20 streams in the mosque, and there are few neighborhoods without streams." Yaqut al-Hamawi wrote about Baitul Muqaddas, "The residents of the city use rain as drinking water, and every house has at least a water reservoir. It has three large lakes, and Ain Silvan Spring, which has sweet water, is located in the entrance of the city in Hell Desert region. In addition, Baitul Muqaddas is a rich city." Nasir Khosro has written in this regard, "The area around Al-Aqsa Mosque is mountainous and full of fig and olive trees. Fruits are abundant and cheap in the city. Some families produce thousands of liters of olive oil, which is kept in ponds and exported to the world." Sharif Muqaddasi has written about the features and advantages of the city. "If somebody asks which city has the most beautiful view in the world, and if he is a kind person who wants both this world and the afterworld, the answer is Baitul Muqaddas. And if he is a person who wants this world and the afterworld, as well as security, good weather, fresh cold water, bountiful food, and fruits of all seasons, such as date, walnut, grapes, and banana, again the answer is Baitul Muqaddas. Mushiruddin Hanbali described Baitul Muqaddas at the end of the 19th century after Hijra. All sides of the city overlooks fruit gardens ranging from grapes to apple to other fruits. It is a very beautiful and fruitful land where Al-Aqsa Mosque and the Dome of the Rock are placed. The city has attracted the attention of Muslim tourists in a way that they have written a lot about its walls, gates, bazaars, and mosques. Mushiruddin Hanbali wrote, Baitul Muqaddas is a large city with strong buildings located among mountains and valleys. In fact, a part of the city is built on mountain foot, and a part of the city is built in valleys. Muqaddasi has described the residents of the city in this way. People of the city are very lovely. There's no crime and deceit in this city, whether overt or covert. Everyone is faithful and theist. Evliya Çebeli, the Muslim Turkish log writer, has written about the religious aspects of the city. In Baitul Muqaddas, there are 800 clergymen in the Holy Mosque. They say the daily prayers in the mosque. In all logs of Muslim and non-Muslim travelers, there is consensus on the fact that Baitul Muqaddas is an Arab and Muslim city. The architecture of religious schools and the residents are evidence of this fact. Moreover, Christian religious places are around these buildings.